Welcome everybody to the Strength and Skills Podcast. This is your most favorite host, Nick Tibuzek, and with me is Rambo, the boss, Bossage.
Hello everyone.
Rado is just bossing around right now. He's sitting in Croatia visiting family. I'm sitting right here in Vienna, not visiting my family. And today we would like to talk about how superior hybrid training is, as we are big fans, and today we want to convince you to stop having a blinked mindset or thinking about training and jump into the hybrid style. So this one is about making the whole calisthenics community using weights, and for everyone who just uses weights, to jump into bodybuilding training too.
Absolutely.
That's the thing today. All right. Now, in the end, I think first of all, we have to talk about what is this hybrid? As everybody always says, yeah, that's a complete athlete. What is actually a complete athlete? Will we ever reach that goal of being a complete athlete? In the end, to me, I would say when you look at the CrossFitters, they are very close to that. But I hate how non-patient these guys are and how less time they give themselves for reaching certain things. And most of the things are very, I have to say it that way, shitty performed. So I'm not a fan of kipping. I'm not.
Yeah.
So to me, training is for being strong. I do understand they have to do it for the competitions, but the foundation of that sport, what it is right now, the thinking of being good at everything, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The basic premise behind CrossFit is good. It's just that the weight has developed isn't quite, quote unquote, optimal, exactly for the reasons you stated. But the intentions behind it are.
But on the other hand, of course, this is because it is a competition sport. Mm-hmm. And for that, you have to make these exceptions that you do the kipping stuff and all that stuff, because they don't talk about we're going to do a strict pull-ups, 20 reps. They say butterfly pull-ups. And on the other hand, if they say so, that's okay to me.
Yeah, I mean, especially for like advanced athletes, for beginners, like kipping, don't you know, your body's in there.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
For most people, it doesn't make sense. For the competition athletes, it makes sense. That's the point.
That's it.
For everybody else, stay straight. That's it. Get strong. Get strong as fuck. But the thing with the CrossFit is they are doing very much high rep stuff. Mm-hmm. Going for a lot of cardio and all that stuff. They're doing swims. And all that stuff. And from my opinion, I'm not the best swimmer in the world. I was a pretty okayish runner back in the days, you know, especially in my teenage years. I was good. We had these 1,000-meter runs in school, and I was okayish.
Yeah.
And for me, when I look at training right now, I was the guy who always hated cardio. And I was always, nobody needs cardio. We don't run away from our enemies. We either die or we crush them. But on the other hand, so looking at it from a healthy view, it absolutely makes sense to go with that Arab system some from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
it helps you recovering better, having just a overall fitness that is a little bit better than when you just do maximum strength and all that stuff. So in the end, I'm outing myself right here. It's okay to do cardio if you do it smart. If it's all you do, I'm not a fan. Because then you're most of these people are pretty weak, and that's something I don't like, because being strong is the most important thing to me.
I think that it's also important to say that there is too much mind cardio and weights. There's a point if you do too much cardio that it's going to affect negatively your weight training. So you have to properly dose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's always like that. When you have different things that you want to hunt, if you want to hunt down 10 rabbits, you're probably not getting one.
Mm.
If you hunt one, you're going to get it. Afterwards, you can get the second one. And then you eat all of them, all the 10 rabbits. You're a smart hunter on that point. Where I want to go with that is, it's not only about cardio and being strong. It's for most of the people, it is, especially in the calisthenics community, we have a lot of people who say, yeah, when you can squat a lot and still doing some planches, you're a complete athlete.
Yeah, I mean, what does I honestly don't really like that wording, like complete athlete, because complete for you is something completely different for another person, you know, and everybody has their definitions. So it's really tough to define what is a complete athlete. And that's exactly why I like this hybrid wording a bit more, because it just means you combine different disciplines.
That's the thing. You perfectly matched up what I was trying to say. In the end, the hybrid athlete is whatever you make out of it.
Yeah.
When you combine different things, and that's I think the most important part right here. It can be the guy who has a strong squat and also can do all the statics. It can be the guy who does some heavy shit and still does long or fast runs. It can be the guy who's moving massive weights and is still amazingly flexible. As an example, you are one of the guys who can actually do a proper split, and still you just did like deadlifts 224 8 reps, and from there most people wouldn't think you would be able to do that stuff when you move heavy weights, that you are able to be flexible, but it is possible to combine this stuff. And for me, the hybrid one is combining things into from two different worlds into one world, making things possible that everybody thought it's not possible.
In short, yes.
You can do that stuff when you plan it well.
That's it.
So from my point of view, it's also something being on this hybrid train, it also gives you a lot of flexibility in your training, because you can go wherever you want to go. When you have a proper base, like being able to do normal things, and these normal things are moving certain weights, but also being able to do handstands, some basic statics and all that stuff, being able to at least go into a deep squat, having a basic flexibility and all that stuff, from there, you can evolve into everything. And you can evolve there without losing the rest. And I think that's something that is very important, that when you start off with the hybrid way, you definitely earn a flexibility in your future training that is a lot better than what most people start with, because most people start with training with specializing immediately. Mm-hmm. I just want to do bodybuilding. I just want to do calisthenics. I just want to do powerlifting. I just go into the flexibility direction. But in the beginning, it should be just a wider and bigger base to me. That's just my philosophy when it comes to that. And from there, that's what we actually do with barbell coaching most of the time. We're building hybrid athletes. And from there, they can easily specialize into the weighted calisthenics thing and easily specialize into the powerlifting thing because their base is big and strong enough to just specialize into something. And I think we already had that when we were talking about the pyramid thing. Just, I don't know, two or three episodes before. I don't know, go back, listen to them all.
Yeah.
But for me, that's the biggest thing right here, to really having the base to specialize into everything else. Because when you look at training, I'm looking for the next, don't know, I'm turning 30 next month. I'm planning to train until I'm 80. And that's a whole lot of time. And I think I'm not staying only in the weighted calisthenics thing. Maybe I'm going to do something different in about 10 years or something. Right now, this is what I like to do. But maybe in, I don't know, 10 years, I'm going to do some Olympic weightlifting. I don't know, for 10 years or something. But let's see.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
Yeah, me too. But the thing with that is from my pretty hybrid base, I'm able to jump into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the very important part here is to really have the understanding that when you build up a pretty wide base, you have a pretty good overall strength. So that you're maybe not completely specialized into just deadlifting, but you can deadlift a proper weight. You can still do a muscle up. You can do a handstand. And still doing your pull-ups and all that stuff, you know? And I would say I'm okay-ish flexible and mobile. It's okay-ish. It's not the best in the world, but at least I can move. And that gives me the opportunity to jump into something like Olympic weightlifting because my base is not too bad.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. At the start of my training, I liked the idea of specialization, but then as I was growing into the process, I realized that, you know, it is possible to do more stuff at once. And I really liked it because you can talk to people from different disciplines and still be able to, you know, relate to them and share your own experiences, and you aren't restricted in a way. You know, you see like a calisthenics guy that does amazing stuff with his body weight, but in the weights realm, he's nothing. And then you have the other way around. You have a bodybuilder that's massive, that can move massive weights, but do 5 pull-ups, you know? I didn't want to be either of those extremes. I wanted to be in the middle. And that's kind of the way that I came into this hybrid stuff. Aren't restricted. And, you know, you can talk to everyone about everything. You know, you have the experience with it.
Yeah, and it helps you a lot to understand the field, this big field of physical movement, I would say. I wouldn't even say training. I would say physical movement. To understand that big field better. And to me, I'm a student of that. I love to jump into that field to learn even more, not only about certain movement stuff. Yeah, I'm not the Edo Potter guy. You know, but I like to jump into these fields to learn even more, and also to learn more with the people that I work with. When somebody else comes in there, I have some athletes who says, okay, I don't see any streetlifting competitions this year, but maybe there's a powerlifting competition. Nick, let's go for that. And I said, yes, let's learn that. Let's jump into that journey and learn it. Now, and I love that because they're going to evolve as an athlete. I'm going to evolve as a coach during that time because everybody is individual. I'm just learning at that point. And to me, the hybrid way is the most important thing to me on my journey as evolving as a, as an athlete and definitely as a coach. Because I dived into weighted calisthenics so deep. I dived into the whole calisthenics thing with the sets and reps and all that stuff. I dived into that very, very deep. And right now I'm pulling myself out of it and going a little bit more into building my bigger base as an athlete, as a coach, and learning and doing more. That's why I always did this stuff. I was into kettlebells for years. I went on stage as a bodybuilder just in 2018. I went into a competition of weighted calisthenics. This is always to learn more, but also because it's fucking fun to me. I just enjoy that, and I would absolutely tell everyone else, do the same. For the first 10 years of your training life, be hybrid before you specialize. Jump into everything, learn everything. Every little part of it, do a Turkish getup with half of your body weight. Be able to do that. That's massive. You're going to learn so much about yourself during that time. This is amazing. Yeah, this is stuff nobody talks about, but actually, how many people do you know being able to move heavy weights, move their body weight, doing a heavy Turkish getup? I don't know a lot of people being able to do that. And I have to say, I would like to have those people in my zombie apocalypse team. That's definitely a thing. But what I also see is, especially when I look at athletes like Senia, who I'm coaching her right now for, I think, for nearly 5 years or something like that. And she's one of the most complete athletes I've ever seen in my life. And that was because we started hybrid straight from the beginning. I mean, she has a pretty good base when we started with that. But right now, looking at what she's capable of, she's definitely someone who I want to have in my zombie apocalypse team because she's good at everything.
Mm.
She can even sprint. You can make her run. Go for a run. 10 kg, 10 kilometers kg. But the thing with that is when she specialized into certain goals, she easily gets to the point. I mean, she can deadlift like 140 for reps at a body weight of, I don't know, 57 or something like that kg. That's massive, you know? And at being an athlete who's still able to do easily 5 ring muscle ups without warming up.
Yeah. I don't know anyone else that does that, honestly.
And that's actually the kind of people I would like to see more in the world. That's why we are doing this episode right now.
Yeah.
And I know that you're absolutely into this because you're so into this hybrid thing. Because you did Olympic weightlifting yourself in the beginning of your sports career, don't you?
Yeah, I did. The story with that is I predominantly did weighted calisthenics for my upper body, but I was lacking weight for my lower body. And I joined this weightlifting club just to do leg days there. And I didn't have to pay anything. I just had to go to competitions. And that's actually the way I fell in love with Olympic weightlifting. I really liked like the combination of Olympic weightlifting and quote unquote gymnastics. Because when you look at Olympic athletes in those two rounds, like gymnasts and Olympic weightlifters, those are badasses. You know, those are really, really strong athletes that still, if they do other things, they are able to exceed in that.
Absolutely. And I would say right now you're doing a little bit less of the very technical stuff of that, but going into more into the direction of really raw strength.
Yeah.
And that's also okay, because the raw strength will help you once you want to go into something more technical, will help you a lot with that. And just because when you're strong, it just helps you with everything. That's a very easy one. Just being strong is always the better solution. That's it.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, you just can't. There's no too strong.
Never.
Strong. I'm sorry. You're not allowed here. You're too strong.
What?
That will never happen.
You'll never hear that, no.
Because when you're too strong and somebody tells you that, you tell them, you want to tell me that, weakling?
Still immortal, yeah.
But there's also a but on the hybrid way of training. You need to be patient. Because building a very wide base takes a lot of time. That's why I said 10 years of your training in the beginning is just building up a base, building up technique, building up a base of strength. That's it. 10 years of your life.
Yeah.
Not specializing. Or maybe not really specializing. I would say it that way, because you need to specialize in certain things, of course. But it's not that you stick with one thing for the next 10 years, especially when you're in the beginning. I see that a lot. When you look into certain sports, like, from my opinion, most bodybuilders that I know, especially the naturals, they start off, I'm going to be a bodybuilder. Having 1 year of experience in training, you know nothing.
Yeah.
Most of them can't even do a proper squat or pull up.
Yeah.
And that's something that actually, from my personal point of view, that's stupid. Learn the basics. Go the way. Learn a lot about movements. And you will build muscles easily. That's not the point. But when you learn all the movements later on in your career, I mean, we all know the really good bodybuilders are at the age of 40, roundabout. Most of the people start training in the time of, I don't know, maybe in between 15 and let's say 25, somewhere in that range. That's like 25 years if you start at 15.
Yeah.
So much time. Build a proper base. And that's not only for bodybuilders, that's also for the calisthenics guys who always think, yeah, but I only do body weight because that's all I need. It's not. And it's not. You can't even stabilize your spine. That's what's gonna kill you. That's why your back hurts.
Yeah.
That's why you think squats are bad for you. Because you can't even stabilize your back. You can't stabilize your knee because you never did it. And that's why you need to learn the weight shift. You need to do that because in the end, you want to be able to move and be strong when you're 80 and you're playing with your grandchildren. Of course. And of course you want to tell them, when I was at your age, I used to do 150 kgs bench, one arm.
Right. I didn't expect that.
Everybody wants to be that granddad. You can't tell me that.
Yeah. And those are goals.
And for the girls, you want to be the grandma who's telling that to the girls. When I was at your age, I had such a good booty. Ooh. Look at that old Instagram picture.
Oh, amazing.
Look at that. That would be a great generation. Look at that.
Wow. That's gonna be interesting.
You just gotta scroll down. The past 50 years.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Ooh. Yeah, but the thing with that is you need patience. And I would say take your time, take 10 years of your first 10 years. And actually, I have to tell you that from my point of view, I'm in the first 5 years of my training period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm training for years now. I'm pretty much when I put my time with the army in there, I'm about 10 years training right now.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I would call actually training years with real experience, I'm at my fifth year.
Okay.
I'm training for 5 years.
Yeah. I kind of see it the same way. I did start training like 5 or 6 years ago, but the real training started when I started working here. So that's around about 2 years ago. You know, and since then, things have exploded. So that's the reason why I count that as real training age.
It's completely crazy. For me, most of the things that I've actually learned about training was when I started working with my own coach.
Yeah.
That was actually the point when I started real training.
Same here.
Everything before was, okay, you learned some stuff.
Yeah, you did get an experience.
Yeah. Absolutely, a little bit. But the experience that I got during the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, that was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And he's also someone who's a little bit of hybrid. No, he's bodybuilder and powerlifter. And so that influence came into my world of kettlebells and calisthenics. And it was the first time when I used machines and started to understanding those are not too bad. Actually,
oh dear.
I get strong from them. I get a lot of muscle from them. They can't be that bad because I'm getting better at my own calisthenics stuff right now. Well, seems to be something that I should consider for the future. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. And that's another aspect that hybrid training requires from the individual. So you said patience. And the second thing would be this open-mindedness. Be open for different possibilities and not be like being only straight. Nothing else at the side exists. And when you realize that, you know, that you can use different modalities, you can only benefit. You know, just take the best from different worlds, combine it into one, and you can reap this then.
Absolutely. And the next thing to that is, the third thing maybe, it makes it harder to plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it makes it easier. Because you have such a big variety, you need to understand what's the best one for you that you're going to use now to reach the goal that mm-hmm. you have. That's very important. On the other hand, this big variety sometimes let you stand in front of a big, big forest of trees and you're looking at that. What is the tree for me? Because it gives you so much variety. Sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
But once you get used to that, you really start enjoying that because mm-hmm. it gives you such a big, big field of learning from different exercises and actually experimenting with that, because sometimes the experiments with that stuff are perfectly fine, and for yep. some it works, for some it doesn't. When you know, the thing that I'm experimenting right now with a lot of people is this landmine goblet squat.
Mm-hmm.
Works perfectly fine for people like Senior. Doesn't work at all for Maya, because her neck completely gets tight and she can't move and all that stuff. It doesn't work for her. And that's okay. We tried it out.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We got to find another exercise. And it's not the only exercise in the world. And that's the good thing right here. We can definitely find another one. We're going to do some bad squats. That's perfect assistance for her. Her squat is strong. It needs to be stronger.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's another rule. I never talked about it, but actually, got to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
The squat is never strong enough. Never.
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 So that's rule number four right now, right?
That's rule number four.
Right.
It's never strong enough. I'm the squat guy.
I agree.
Yesterday, I just had a good podcast episode with Matteo Piranio. Mm-hmm. I hope I pronounced that name right. I don't know. These Italian guys. He also said, "You're the squat guy, Nick. You're the squat guy." And I said, "Yes, I am the squat guy."
Yeah, yeah.
Call me the squat guy. Yes. If Brett Contreras is the glute guy, I'm the squat guy. My squat isn't even good enough for that, but hey, I take that. Call me the squat guy. I'm good. All right. I think we explained the hybrid thing a little bit to the people. So the most important thing right here is it gives you the best base to build up a very, very good overall strength. It gives you the flexibility to jump into anything you want to, but you have to be patient. You leave the blinked mindset and thinking about training behind you. It gives you a lot more fun and variety in training. And it makes it easier to reach goals in the end. But the most important part right here is, and that's how we close this episode, and this is something we can't discuss about because it's just the truth. You're going to be a better member of the Zombie Apocalypse team of me. And we're going to survive.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If you like this episode, you want to hear more about the hybrid style that we are doing, hit us up on the Strength and Fitness Skills podcast on Instagram. Or if you want to jump into that training style and want to work with us, feel free to go on bar-bellcoaching.de/links and apply for a coaching slot at ours. Have a good one. Go hard. Train hard, do your squats, and have a good one. Goodbye.